Cloudflare, web traffic from AI and bots surpasses human internet activity for first time in history. By Lucas Nolan on June 5, 2026. Automated bot and AI agent traffic has overtaken human-generated web traffic for the first time ever, reaching this milestone earlier than industry experts anticipated, according to data from major internet hosting service Cloudflare. Automated bot and AI agent traffic now accounts for the majority of internet activity, marking a historic shift in how the web is being used. Cloudflare, one of the world's largest internet hosting services, reports that 57.4% of requests to websites it hosts are now automated bot requests, while only 42.6% originate from human users. Matthew Prince, co-founder and CEO of Cloudflare, expressed surprise at how quickly this transition occurred. "Velp, that happened faster than I predicted," Prince wrote on X. "Thought it would be end of 2027, then early 2027, but agentic traffic growing so fast that bots have now passed human traffic online for the first time in the internet's history." The surge in automated traffic is largely attributed to the rapid proliferation of AI agents, which are autonomous programs that use various tools and collaborate with high-level programs and data with minimal human oversight. These AI systems operate at a dramatically different scale than human users. While a human might browse 5 websites before completing a purchase, an AI service could scan through 5,000 websites in the same process. The precise date when bots surpassed human activity remains uncertain due to data variability. When asked about specifics, Prince acknowledged that the data is a bit messy, so charts are too. But clearly on the other side now. In an interview, Prince said he remains stunned by the rate of growth of non-human traffic online. He explained that this shift carries significant implications for the internet's future structure and business models. Prince revealed an interesting pattern in web evolution, noting that the web actually shrank from 2015 to 2025. This decline is supported by research from the Pew Research Center, which found that 38% of web pages that existed in 2013 were no longer accessible a decade later due to deleted websites and inactive links. However, the trend has reversed dramatically in recent months. "The flip started in the last 6 months," Prince said, "and we've seen now just exponential growth of the web, and really interesting, creative things, and that again is being powered by AI." The news has sparked discussions about the dead internet theory, a concept suggesting that increasing AI presence will eventually result in an internet dominated by bots interacting with each other, rendering human content largely irrelevant. Prince, however, disputes this interpretation of current trends. "I think a lot of people kind of have said, well, this has proved sort of the dead internet theory. I think that's actually kind of wrong at a lot of levels," he said. "You don't need to be a web designer, you don't need to know how to program, in order to create these things anymore. It's given access to content creation to a much broader audience." The rise in automated traffic also presents challenges for the internet's traditional economic model. Prince pointed out that bots don't click on ads, which raises fundamental questions about how websites and content creators will generate revenue in an increasingly bot-dominated landscape. One potential solution Prince proposed involves charging bots for access to digital users' content. "If this approach is implemented effectively," Prince suggested, "we actually might be on the cusp of the golden age of the internet. AI bots taking over the internet, bringing both positive outcomes and AI slop to platforms that Americans use every day, demonstrate the importance of effective AI policy." Breitbart News social media director Wynton Hall has written his instant bestseller Code Red. The left, the right, China, and the race to control AI to serve as the definitive guide on how the mega movement can create positions on AI that benefit humanity without handing control of our nation to the leftists of Silicon Valley or allowing the Chinese to take over the world. Read more at Cloudflare here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of AI, free speech, and online censorship.